This is JIS News. Coming up, Bureau of Standards to impose hefty sanctions for substandard block manufacturers. PAHO contributes to health sector and MSMEs urged to capitalize on nutraceutical opportunities. The details after this message.
You know, I want to talk to you about something.
What is it, Mommy?
I got pregnant when I was 16. I had to drop out of school and I was so ashamed, especially when I saw my friends doing so well and I was at a standstill. Look, I don't regret having you, you know, but I regret getting pregnant early. So don't make the same mistake I made.
I see how hard you're working, Mommy. So I want to make you proud of me.
Remember, sex is a choice you don't have to make right now. Concentrate on your studies.
Talk to your children about sex and help prevent adolescent pregnancy. A message from the United Nations Population Fund.
Now the news. The Bureau of Standards Jamaica, BSJ, is warning block manufacturers that they could face hefty sanctions if they continue to produce substandard products. Director of the Regulatory Division at the BSJ, Oreen Henry, says while the agency has seen a decline in the number of inferior blocks on the market, the compliance rate is still too low. Ms. Henry says the failure rate fell to 60.53% non-compliance in November from a high of approximately 83% in September.
There are up to 100 block makers now who are in process of trying to get their establishments registered with the Bureau. Who we really have an interest in are the persons who are out there making blocks and have not made any effort at all to bring their blocks into compliance.
Ms. Henry was speaking on Wednesday at a press conference to discuss issues relating to the non-compliant hollow concrete blocks on the market. If a person is convicted of breaching the stipulated standards, a fine of $3 million could be imposed or a penalty of 12 months in jail. Ms. Henry says the BSJ will be seizing deficient blocks as it continues to monitor the sector. Meanwhile, Executive Director of the Fair Trading Commission, David Miller, says consumers who purchase inferior blocks can seek redress through the courts. He says the commission is willing to assist persons who have discovered that they purchased faulty blocks, which may pose a risk to their property.
There is sufficient information to bring a matter successfully in the court against the block maker. And this is because there's an established standard which block makers are supposed to abide by. And the Bureau of Standards would have records that indicate where the faulty blocks are. And therefore, that's a matter that we would proceed to the court with to obtain some kind of redress, not only for the consumer, but some kind of a sanction against the block maker.
The public is being encouraged to only purchase blocks from companies that are registered with the BSJ or from hardware stores and other entities that can confirm that their blocks were acquired from registered block makers. The Ministry of Health has received medical items valued at $77,000 from the Pan American Health Organization and World Health Organization, PAHO WHO. Among the items are 13 desktop computers, 4 refrigerators, laptop computers, 9 printers, and education material for the immunization program. In welcoming the donations at a handover ceremony Wednesday, Portfolio Minister Horace Daly said Jamaica continues to enjoy a positive partnership with the organization.
The cooperation between PAHO and Jamaica has been excellent. PAHO has been a very reliable partner in the field of health. This partnership has been long-standing and it will get even stronger.
The mental health program will receive 4 laptops to support the integration of mental health in communities, while the environmental health program will benefit from 2 Microsoft Surface Pro tablets and 2 air quality meters. An additional 175 hand sanitizers and dispensers will be distributed to the regional health authorities as part of their infection control initiatives. And Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Anthony Hilton, is again urging operators of micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, to capitalize on opportunities in the nutraceutical industry. Minister Hilton notes that there are many prospects to be created from the development of local medicinal plants, including marijuana and hemp.
Opportunities exist at varying points of the value chain, from farmers who supply the products to processors, to distributors, and to exporters. The nutraceutical industry, therefore, presents an opportunity for our MSMEs to convert our traditions and to use our natural resources in ways that will bring us back to our roots while being innovative and commercially viable.
Mr. Hilton adds that the MSME sector, which plays a key role in innovation, job creation and economic growth, must be empowered to take advantage of the potential of Jamaica's nutraceutical endowments. That was the JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.